Florida man who's also a porn star has been arrested on multiple charges. A Florida lady led the police on a wild golf course chase. Bullets in a toaster oven started a fire in a living facility. And a Florida man used a flamethrower to settle a parking dispute. These are the stories for Friday on Weird AF News, and they are all from the quality state of Florida. That's right, guys. Florida Friday on Weird AF News. It's here. It's for your ear. Let's do it. It's Florida! Florida man!
Those bizarre stories you hear about all the time that seem to only happen here in Florida.
I know, right?
Can't make this stuff up. It is just one of the many wacky news stories out of Florida.
Why does the Sunshine State consistently produce such strange news?
But what accounts for all this bizarre news? Is it the weather? Is it the people?
Florida is full of the crazy stories.
A porn actor was arrested by the Florida police on multiple charges. He is known as Jean-Jacques Lecoq. This occurred in Boca Raton. Jean-Jacques Lecoq has his own Pornhub channel. And Jean-Jacques Lecoq spent a hard day's night in the Palm Beach County penal system. That's just filled with puns, guys. How about that? He was arrested on multiple charges. Jean-Jacques Lecoq allegedly vandalized a vehicle in the Boca Raton area. Doesn't say exactly what he did to the vehicle. Did he use his Lecoq to vandalize the car? I mean, you could probably scrape off a paint job if it's hard enough, I'd imagine. Police responded to the scene. They found Patrice Thibodeau, also known as Jean-Jacques Lecoq. I just love that porn name. I've watched a lot of porn. I've never come across this guy, Jean-Jacques Lecoq. He allegedly had a performance issue, this Jean-Jacques Lecoq. Yeah, he just wouldn't come with the officers. Hey! He wouldn't come with the officers. Oh boy, guys, this is what you're all here for, right? These terrible puns and jokes. Yeah, he wouldn't come with the officers. He was arrested for resisting an officer with violence. He was arrested for property damage, criminal mischief, and I'm going to say lewd behavior. It's always lewd behavior. The lewd behavior capital of the world. Ding, 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 Florida. Now, if you go to Jean-Jacques Lecoq's Twitter account, he promotes a film called The Penalizer. It's good. He's facing many penalties for his alleged crimes. This is just ridiculous. I just love this character. Obviously, he's a Frenchman, Patrice Thibodeau, right? Maybe he's Canadian. And he's like, how can I use my Frenchness? I haven't seen his films, but I'd imagine he's got a thick accent. So, here he comes, Jean-Jacques Lecoq. Maybe he has like a Pepe Le Pew approach to the ladies. You know, he just kind of imposes himself on them. And of course, he smells like a Frenchman because they smell like skunk and the women want nothing to do with him. But he's like, come on, you know, let's make beautiful music together. I am Jean-Jacques Lecoq. And I'm saving all my drugs for you. A Florida woman led the police on a wild golf course chase. This article begins by saying, you've all heard of the Florida man. He is an American folk hero, a legend, equally at home catching alligators in a trash can, as he is tripping on mescaline, ranting about the zombies trying to eat his face. Florida man walks among us in many forms, both spiritual and corporeal, plying his trade, spreading his legend from Key West to Pensacola. There is no mistaking Florida man. He is everywhere. He is all of us. Well, I disagree with he is all of us, whoever wrote this. He is not all of us. He's a very specific person that can be found usually naked behind a Chick-fil-A in one state and one state only. And many Walmarts as well, though, I'd say. You can find a Florida man at a Walmart for sure. It then says, lesser known guys is Florida woman, but that's all about to change thanks to Jody Ann Harvey. Jody's a 60-year-old quality Florida citizen who just happened to lead the local police on a chase across a golf course on Vero Beach this Tuesday. And now the legend Jody Ann Harvey, 60-year-old crazy Florida lady, is born. This all occurred at 1 p.m. in the afternoon, this off-road car chase through a golf course. Harvey was out of her gourd, it says. She refused to comply with a routine traffic stop. She blasted through the gate of a golf course. She went right on the Grand Harbor Golf Course. She's not going to let lack of a membership keep her away from a beautiful golf course. With the smooth grounds, it's a great way to shake the police off. You know, maybe you can, if you get lucky, the cop will get caught in one of the sand dunes, sand traps, maybe the pond. It says once on the golf course, Jody was zigging and zagging. She was spinning through golf carts and dumbstruck players, standing there wondering, how did this vehicle and this crazy Florida lady get right on their course? Eventually, Jody was subdued at a considerable cost to her vehicle and those of pursuing officers. She's now being charged with assault with a deadly weapon. Not only that, a DUI. Not only that, two counts of criminal mischief. Also aggravated fleeing to elude. And finally, felonious aggravated assault on an officer slash firefighter slash EMT. Well, Jody just takes the cake with the charges. Look out, Florida man. You might have some competition in the form of Jody, who will do anything at all costs to not go to jail because she's been there many times before. Of course, it just comes with the territory. And, you know, I have experience with the sport of golf, and it is so difficult. It's hard enough just hitting that ball when it's sitting still there, getting it to go straight. I can't do it. Never mind trying to hit a ball straight when there's a cop car and a crazy lady named Jody driving through your holes. Through your holes. Yeah, through your holes. All 18 of them. An assisted living facility, a fire, and bullets inside a toaster. Firefighters believe a fire started inside a room at an assisted living facility because bullets were placed inside a toaster oven. That makes sense. That's where I put my bullets, inside a toaster oven. You know, when my regular full-size oven is filled with ammunition, the overflow goes into the toaster oven. And then when the toaster oven's filled, I put them in the microwave. We're putting bullets in ovens. Where do you get your brain? The police and firefighters and emergency services officials were called to the Morningside Assisted Living Facility for a fire alarm and reports of gunshots. Officers found a very small fire inside one of the residents' room. One person was found inside the room unconscious. That person was taken to the hospital and treated for smoke inhalation. Police believe the fire began because this resident put several rounds of ammunition into a toaster oven. Are you okay? I mean, even if you're trying to hide your ammunition, why there? There's so many places that are far from heat, fire, and electricity that you could put your bullets. Oh, man. Put them under your mattress. Like, come on, man. Put them in a stuffed bear. Yeah. I mean, I would rather you kept them inside your gun than a toaster oven, you dummy. Well, as you can imagine, bullets inside a toaster oven, this eventually caused the ammunition to discharge, which leads me to believe that not only did this idiot put the bullets in a toaster oven, but then turned it on. Because they're not really going to discharge unless the temperature goes up, I assume, which means you have had to have turned it on at some point while the bullets are inside. Wow. Are you out of your mind? Of course, the employees were losing their shit because they heard gunshots. Thankfully, the fire was small, and so the firefighters were able to put it out quickly. But bullets were flying all over the place, I'd imagine, in that living facility. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. Oh, man, I feel bad for people who work at living facilities, assisted and otherwise. They're just, I mean, you can't keep an eye on these people. And then, you know, it just turns into this situation. I think I heard a shot!
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer. All lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Florida man, touching himself whenever he can. A Florida man tried to settle a parking dispute with a flamethrower. That's right, I'm going to repeat that title. A Florida man used a flamethrower to settle a parking dispute. A flamethrower, guys! Gainesville, a Florida man was very angry over his neighbor's parking habits. He was like, I'm not going to take it anymore. I do not like where you put your car. So the neighbor went and got a flamethrower and sprayed it towards his neighbor's car. And sadly, there were teenagers inside the car. I'm going to roast your kids in your car because I don't like where you put it. This is how I'm going to settle the dispute. Andre Abrams, age 57, is facing 3 counts of felony aggravated assault with a very deadly weapon without intending to kill. Well, hold on. Really? Without intending to kill? If you're roasting your neighbor's children in a car, isn't that intent to kill? Seems like it would be to me. I guess Florida has a different definition on what's intent to kill. They're a little flexible on that. Now, you can run around the neighborhood with a flamethrower, spraying it at teenagers. That's really not intent to kill. Really, you really got to get their hair on fire or their clothes on fire before we can slap you with an intent to kill charge. We want to see them sizzle to the bone before we say it's intent to kill. And make sure their skin's all off first, and then we're like, maybe he's trying to kill them. Wow, are you okay, Florida? Ridiculous. Now, the mother of these teenagers, which were almost turned into s'mores, her name is Ashley. She says that this guy Abrams frequently sprays the flamethrower to scare off guests at her home. What are you talking about? He goes over to your front door and sprays the flamethrower above the mantle. How does he scare away guests from your home? Who is this guy, and why hasn't he been arrested already for walking around the neighborhood with a flamethrower? Wow, the things that people put up with in Florida, it's shocking to me. It says here, Gainey's daughter is Natalia. She's age 16. She fled the car with her friends as Abrams continued to spray flames toward them. Okay. Here's a quote from the mom, Ashley. Well, when he shoots that flamethrower, it lights the whole road up. It's like it's daylight outside with that flamethrower. He'll do it in the middle of the night, too. He'll do it. Wow, can you imagine buying a home next to this? I just can't even. I heard the value of your home went down. What happened? Was there an earthquake? Flooding? No. The neighbor's got a flamethrower, and he likes to spray it at night in the front yard. It's really doing damage to our property value. Now, in the arrest report, the police identify this flamethrower in case you guys want to go get one. It's the XM42 light flamethrower. It's a commercial flamethrower, and it shoots flames up to 20 feet, and it's manufactured by a company in Vancouver, Washington, and they sell for about $900 online. So if you guys want to light up the night sky because you're insane, go get yourself a flamethrower. And my guess is they don't ID you when you buy one of these or check your criminal record. I mean, they barely do that for guns in Florida. You think they're going to do it for a flamethrower that you get at Flamethrowers R Us? You can just get them. Here's a quote from the company that makes these. I don't know why they're quoting these. You've probably wondered if you can own a flamethrower. And guess what? You can. No permits or licenses needed. Oh, good. No permits or licenses needed for your own flamethrower. Oh, now I can sleep at night. It says here these flamethrowers are legal to buy and own in every state except Maryland or California, where I live. Wow. Now, the company says that everyone who buys the flamethrower has to accept a liability waiver and affirm that they were never convicted of a felony, domestic abuse, or arson before. The arson part is pretty important. Are you really verifying this, though? Or just people are like, it's like that website. Are you 18 or over? Yeah, I'm 18 or over. You click through. No one knows. No one cares. It says here, this guy Abrams, the Floridian with the flamethrower, was actually twice convicted of misdemeanor domestic battery and arrested in 2002 and 2004. And you'll be happy to hear that in the U.S., there's no federal laws regulating the sale of flamethrowers either. You just go get them. They're not even considered firearms. A congressman in New York introduced a restrictive bill that he called Flamethrowers? Really? In 2019, but unfortunately, this didn't pass. Oh, this is how I sleep so good at night. Knowing Flamethrowers are very accessible. And don't just burn leaves with your flamethrower. Guys, there's other things you can do with your flamethrower, like roast your neighbor's teenagers, you know? Just spray them at your neighbor's car because they don't park where you think is acceptable.
Yay!
Ooh, baby, another episode of Florida Frat is in the book, guys. Hey, and thank you for sending me those Florida articles. Appreciate it so much, guys. Hey, this is your host, Jonesy, taking a break from that Walmart parking lot to bring you some stories from Florida, guys. All of them degenerate. Hey! All right. I want to give thanks to a Florida man that wrote me, this is so apropos, a Florida man from Treasure Island, Florida, wrote me a lovely review on iTunes, also known as Apple Podcasts. It's Ed, Surf City Ed. Big shout out to Ed and all his friends in Treasure Island, Florida. That sounds like a lovely place to go and do drugs. Ed wrote, Jonesy the Great. I listen all the time and it puts a smile on my face. I try to find and send in stories anytime I see them, hoping in the end they can help you out. You do a great job, Jonesy, and you should get a lot more recognition for all your hard work. I especially love Florida Fridays, of course. I live here, and I shake my head at all the redneck idiots that actually live here as well. In fact, I am planning to move, probably back west to get out of this strange place that is called a state in the USA. Thanks, Ed, Treasure Island, Florida. Oh, let's have a GoFundMe to get Ed the hell out of Florida. How about that? Ed, we're pulling for you, Ed. You can do it. Come on, Ed, you can do it. Get out of there before the flamethrowers start spraying your buttocks as you're trying to park your car. People settle disputes with weapons in Florida, unfortunately. Nobody has the brains to negotiate. All right, I also have a new patron named David Link, and David is fabulous. David wrote me a very long email. It's one of the strangest, most hilarious emails I've ever received, and I'm going to read the whole damn thing. It's just wonderful. It says, hey, I stumbled across your podcast about a month ago, and I've been listening daily in the mornings. Great stuff. The talking squirrel that lives in the oak tree outside my house reminded me that I believe in paying for what you use. So I signed up for the Patreon today, Jonesy. And to be honest, I didn't really want to, but the squirrel wanted access to the Patreon. I sort of owed him or her. I can't tell the difference, and I am ashamed to ask. Because of the time I accidentally set his or her nest on fire with a Roman candle. He or she wasn't really that nice before, but now all I ever hear about is that one incident. I put peanuts out under the tree just to be nice to the squirrel. And all I get back is, you know, this really doesn't make up for destroying my home. It's very frustrating. Don't even get me started about the time I started talking to another squirrel. I mean, they all look the same, don't they? Anyway, if you are ever in Overland Park, Kansas, drop me a line, Jonesy. I am sure the squirrel would like to meet you. In the meantime, keep making awesome podcasts. They distract the squirrel just long enough for me to get in my car without another uncomfortable conversation with the squirrel. Your buddy, Dave. Dave Link! Dave, you have the kind of sense of humor that I absolutely love. I so appreciate this email. This is one of the funniest messages I ever got. Hilarious, dude. You're funnier than me, Dave. I got to give it to you. And thank you for contributing to the content here in the outro. That was a hilarious email. And I'm so appreciative that you joined the Patreon as well, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate the support always, always. And I hope you and the squirrel enjoy the extra content that's in there. There's some pretty cool things in there. A lot of bonus episodes from way back. And there's some songs you can download as well, such as that Good Luck With Your Life Man techno song that I put together. That's on there. And people are downloading it. I don't know what you guys are doing with it, but you're downloading it. Maybe you're touching yourself to it. I don't know what you're into. Maybe you're using it as background for your meditation sessions. I don't know. But yeah, so anyways, Dave, thank you so much for making my day with that. Dave and Ed from Florida made my day. And I hope I'm making your day and your weekend with this Florida Friday episode. Thank you to everyone who sent me stories. It's so appreciative. I really love it. If you want to call the show, 646-450-2012. I'm looking to hear from you, Florida man. Angry Florida man. One of the mainstays of the show. If you guys want to see what I'm up to over the weekend, check out the Instagram, at Funny Jones. I got a show tonight, Friday, in a place called Hemet, California. If you guys are out there, it's near Palm Springs. It's between Riverside and Palm Springs. It's in the middle of nowhere, really. I'm not trying to brag, but yeah, I tend to do shows in the middle of nowhere. Dusty places where you can buy meth after the show. Hey, when you're parking on dirt, you know you can buy meth. Anyways, if you guys are out there, hit me up on Instagram, at Funny Jones. You can email me, funnyjones@gmail.com. I love you very much. I hope you have a great weekend, or you had one, or you're about to have one. Much, much love, and I appreciate you.